You're listening to Big Wigs. The bigger the wig,
the bigger the personality. Ooh, stunning.
Hey, Tom.
Miranda? Oh, I thought I saw Miranda.
Look at that, babe. It's Big Wigs.
You're doing amazing, sweetie.
Look at big ribs and big wigs.
Welcome back, Big Wigs. It's a big wig day because why, Dre? Huge. It's officially the 50th episode.
I'm 50. Oh my God. I like to kick. I like to stretch. Because I'm 50.
Wow. What if we do that the whole hour and you guys are like, wow, they've lost their fucking minds.
My hamstring would absolutely give out. But I can try.
Every time I like work out lately, I'm like, God, I'm so flexible. But then and then I'll try and do something like that, like forever. And then I like see a Broadway show and I'm like, no, you're not. You can't kick above your head. Are you fucking kidding me?
The level, I saw the Rockettes and I'm by George, the legs, I'm thinking, what do they do?
They were born in another dimension. You know what I mean? Yeah. I think people who can kick that fucking high, like a dancer like that, I'm like, I don't know. You were on another plane than me, you know? I couldn't even do the fucking sit and reach. Remember that?
Oh, hated that.
Presidential physical fitness test.
Hated the sit and reach.
That ruined elementary school, I'd
say. Did you have friends, though, that were super flexible in, like, second grade, and they were doing the splits, like, during gym class? And you're thinking, can you not do that?
Like, it was rude.
Yeah.
I couldn't even touch, you know, the sit and reach where they're like, okay, ready? Who needs that?
Painful.
Why did the president ever want us to reach our toes? That's my question.
Painful, because it proved what? I'm not really sure.
Literally, I don't know.
Is this going to help you excel in the SATs? Like, no.
Yeah, we had to do all that shit, and I never really understood it either. But I mean,
are you a flexible person, Mike?
I was doing, during the pandemic, I had a run where I was really doing a lot of yoga. So for about a year, yes.
I didn't know where you were going with that. During the pandemic, I'll be honest, I went through a stretch.
Raw dogging it nightly.
That's where my head went, I'll be honest.
Well, also, I heard this whole thing and I go, wow, Dre, what a, you asked that, like, do you like to eat, you know, burgers? You were like, are you flexible, Mike?
Because a lot of people,
what's your favorite color?
I guess we're getting to know 50 questions with Mike. Well, shout out Mike, who's our producer. He's been a long and trusty producer, the longest running producer on this show.
Literally. And we're 50 years old now. Yeah. So, you know, Mike today was like, it's time to fucking buckle down. We got to get this shit happening, you know?
No, it was collective. We all said, all three of us said, you know what? This is the 2024 is the year of the big wig. We're taking it to the next level.
It is.
So I'm very excited. I know you guys are too. And just to the audience, I just think we have a lot of really cool stuff planned. So it's an exciting time to be a big wig.
It really is. I feel very optimistic. Dre, how are you feeling?
I'll be honest, guys. If anybody else feels me out there, the seasonal depression has hit Dre hard.
Well, we also had like an actual snowstorm yesterday. Yeah. So that was a really hard day just to like see that snow blowing sideways, you know, that'll ruin anyone's week.
And it's not like you're inside a little cute cottage in England where you feel very warm. You're in it. Speaking for myself,
everyone's
a tiny little apartment.
Holiday. Are you picturing the holiday?
I'm picturing the holiday.
I was like, what other cottage in England would I want to be in during the snow?
I'm picturing Cameron Diaz and Jude Law
with a little mug. And she's like, oh my God.
And she's warming herself up and she's on Christmas vacation. And that's just not what I was doing. I was watching it. It was sad. It was ice. Particles were hitting my window.
Yeah.
And the seasonal depression has hit in. So I've been very low energy the past 3 days. And so I don't seem low energy because we come here and we put on a show. But if you guys are feeling low energy, don't worry. This is just we're in the thick of it.
It's that time of year.
It's that time of year and you're not alone.
I was also going to say, and you can agree or disagree, you had a really big high. You went to LA for a couple of days. You did a bunch of shows, like a bunch of podcast shows. And it's like that once you have something exciting like that, then you have a low, you know, you got a little lull the next week when you're like, oh, shit, now what?
That happens also in this industry where, yes, you're promoting something, you're busy, and then the low down can hit us hard.
Yeah.
Especially people who just love to be doing stuff and being on in front of a microphone, being in photos. And then all of a sudden when the project's done, you come home, you unravel.
Unravel. What a word to use.
You unravel, lose yourself completely.
I sort of have been in, I think I was so like the last 5 months of my life have been so hard. And I was living this like day to day kind of like mentality with my dog being sick that I keep, and I said this on my Instagram yesterday, I keep waiting for it to kick in because I get really, January's hard. January is like usually a very slow month. People in our industry at least are like still getting back to work and like people are making changes and whatever. And you know, the pressure of resolutions, I didn't do resolutions this year. I manifested because it was a new moon, but I, you know, you know, I gotta find the new moon, but I keep waiting for it to kick in. And I almost think my brain is like, you don't need it right now. You can relax a little bit because you've been so fucking like down the last chunk of
give
year.
Yourself this time to kind of, yes,
that I'm sort of like, it's okay. Like I've seen worse happen lately. I don't know that you know, I guess when real life sucks for a little while, you know, I'm like, I got these cute new puppies. I'm like, you know, figured out. I have a huge hard month ahead figuring out my life in terms of like two apartments. But, you know, aside from that anxiety, I'm just kicking it.
Puppies have been very good at making, at lifting the spirits.
How many people do you know have gotten puppies in the last month?
We keep sending them back and forth to each other. I go, another one?
I know. And I keep telling Dre, puppies. I think this is the universe just telling you, hey, you want to heal your wounds? Get a cute fucking puppy.
Get a puppy. I might do a little bit of the fostering.
Nice.
That's nice. I might do fostering. Yeah.
Good luck. I'm like, anyone I know who's fostered a newborn puppy, they're like, well, I guess I have to keep this dog now because you're going to fall in love with it in 2 days and then be like, wait. You go back to the store?
Yeah.
No.
That's kind of where my mind is going, is that I'll just have to be forced and I'll fall in love with the dog and then I'll keep the dog.
That was also a metaphor, the store. I didn't mean like they go back to the store, like a puppy store. I know they're going to be like shut down. They're like illegal, but you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay. I just wanted to correct that. You know, I don't want people to think I'm like,
well, they'll go back to the pound. They'll go back to the store, AKA the pound.
No. That's why you have to keep them.
I know.
We should go do puppy yoga. We learned about that.
Oh my God. Shout out Sam Ramsdell.
Yes.
Our content friend. She went to it. Yeah. She ended up adopting the dog from puppy yoga.
Because how the fuck are you supposed to do yoga?
Please.
When a puppy comes and sits in your lap.
I know Mike's doing puppy yoga in that stretch that he did.
Yeah. That's how you stay flexible, Mike.
I don't know if you're single right now.
Yes, I am.
Okay. But that'd be a good place to find a girl, is at a puppy yoga spot. She's like, oh my God, how emotionally available is this man?
Especially if you're like, I think I'm just going to keep it. She's like, oh my God, he's a dad too.
And then without even having a first date, you've experienced something so big together as adopting a dog.
Yes, you've experienced something so big of a lie.
Wow. Wow.
The first lie I'd be telling this girl that I'd be dating.
Damn.
That I'm consistent with yoga and I want a puppy in my life.
And you also want,
I'd be like, he's a winner.
The responsibility. And is convinced. Like, yes, I'll marry that man. Yeah.
I gotta say, we gotta give a shout out to Jared. I don't think he listens to our podcast anymore, but maybe one day he'll catch up. But, you know, we gotta give a shout out because he is an amazing puppy papa. We call him the puppy papa. And like, these dogs would probably not be doing well if it was just me. And I keep thinking, how the fuck did I raise Bobby Flay? And I think I put those 6 months out of my mind. Do you know what I'm saying?
Blacked out during that
time. Absolutely. I would cry. I just remember being at the Apple store a lot, buying chargers, because he would eat the wires.
He would eat the chargers.
And then, like, I remember there was lots of pee. I probably just left it at some point. I just gave up. You know what I'm saying?
Which explains so much of why New York City apartments are just trash. Oh, yeah. They often do smell like urine.
I was like, well, this happened in LA, but it smelled like urine in that apartment too. But Jared is so good with the dogs. And I tell him every day, I'm like, I'm so sweet. You know, like I'm like, can I get you anything? You know, I'm trying to be like the nicest girlfriend ever. But I honestly am the worst because he really is doing a much better job of taking care of them.
We got drinks on Saturday night after our Chris in Court appearance.
Ah, we did.
At Caveat. And Jared was out the door. He's like, I got to go check on the dogs. We had gotten one drink.
Yeah.
And we were actually enjoying ourselves because it's great music.
Yeah, we went to this bar. I've lived near this bar in Williamsburg. We can't say the location, but I've lived near this bar for 7 years. Always thought it was like a dive, like a, you know, just like a
from the outside,
bar.
It does look like a dive.
But you go in, it's fun, except people were too drunk. I remember at the end, I was like, I have to get out of here. There's a man falling into me. I can't handle this.
A man was leaning on Anna's chair and I'm kind of watching it. Honestly, No, he was leaning and he was invading your personal space.
Leaning? He was like losing balance. He was like gonna just headbutt me. You know what I mean?
At one point, his head did lean all the way back and like grazed your head. And you're like, get off. Like you were very angry and he did it again. And that's when you were like, okay, yeah, we need to get out of here. We're going.
I have no patience.
There were so many bucket hats in there. I felt like we were in Bushwick.
Yeah. Well,
I thought it was a bucket hats party.
Yeah, I think that was a theme party where it was like, wear your best bucket hat or something. You know?
The whole, it was a sea of bucket hats.
Yeah. Men, women, doesn't matter. Everyone had a bucket hat. And I was like, what the fuck? And it's cold out.
Let me say this. I thought we had a celebrity sighting. I could have sworn I saw the chain smokers.
She goes, the chain smokers, they're right behind us. I go, I don't know what they look like. Jared's on his phone. He's like Googling chain smokers. And then he's like, are you sure? And then she's like, I don't know. I think I am sure. They're talking to them like they're celebrities.
You know, when you know what you see a celebrity and you're close enough where they kind of give you eyes, like they're like, oh, I know you see me. So he was doing that. And I'm like, oh, crap. He knows I'm seeing. So I obviously thought I was a famous person.
Yeah.
And then Jared's like, are they with an English, they have British accents? And I was like, no. And that's when we're like, nope. All right. Never mind. Never mind. These are just two Englishmen that are trying to get some Guinness. But
that's so funny.
It was a failed celebrity sighting.
There was a celebrity. I remember I was at dinner with my friend at Hillstone and we were at the bar and she was like convinced the guy in front of us was F. Murray Abraham from like White Lotus. And I was it's not him. I was like, I've seen him. He lives, I think, in the West Village. She's like, it's 1000% him. And you know, when you're just sitting with your friend and you're like, I'm going to fight you on this because I know I'm right. You know, like, should we bet another martini or something? Like, I was like, I'm so right. And then finally, you know, when she went to the bathroom, she's like, yeah, right. It's not him. I was like, I'm sorry.
I told you.
30 minutes ago, this conversation could have ended, but you insisted. Anyway.
Celebrity sightings, they do happen often, you know?
Yeah.
Please. I didn't see anybody when I went to LA. Quickly recap my LA trip. It was 48 hours in LA.
48 hours in LA. But you did see some celebrities. You did a celebrity podcast.
I did a celebrity. Yes. Honestly, she is. Heather McDonald, previously on Chelsea Handler.
Yeah.
I really wanted to ask her, super fun podcast. We got to record you voices. Obviously, you guys know she does a lot of impressions. And we're going to get her on the show.
Yeah.
We got to do it.
Yeah. She'll definitely do it.
I asked her, is there going to be another opportunity similar to what Chelsea Handler did, which is kind of bring in these like newcomer up and coming comedians and like really give them a platform? She's like, I'm going to be honest, probably not. And I said, okay. She's like, listen, this is the space we got to do it. It's in podcasting. It's in going on people's shows. It's in collaborative projects. And I said, okay, thanks for the honesty. Thanks for the brutal honesty. Mm-hmm. But yeah, she's kind of right. Those opportunities don't come around often. But
I like to think I did it when I did my live show, Unemployed Show, because I did 50 episodes and I'd bring people on and they'd ask me. I'd get texts every day. Hey, I lost my job. Can I come on your show? And I'd be like, well, we'll see if they fit the theme. You know, like I was really producing hard.
Yeah.
But no, you're right. Like there haven't been many shows that, you know, that bring on like younger, I don't know, greener, I should say, not greener. Age, you know, greener comedians like Chelsea did for everyone.
Yeah.
Speaking of, I did Chelsea's podcast yesterday.
Yeah. I mean, we are just all over the circuit, Anna.
2024, yeah. Man.
It's the year of the big wig.
It's the year of the big wig. Yeah, it's not out yet. I don't know when it comes out, but it should be out. But you can listen to Heather's episode with Andrea already. So
that one came out last week. Yeah.
That's great.
Last week. Yeah, it was. She's quick. But yeah, sometimes we'll do these podcasts and they bank them. I mean, they are so... They've done this so many times that they bank them and you don't really know when. They're like, all right, well, I'll let you know when it comes out.
It might come out tomorrow, actually. So,
oh, well, then that's huge.
Not tomorrow, Friday. I'm not quite sure, but yeah, tomorrow or Friday, maybe.
Amazing.
I don't know, because I was like, I don't know that she, because I remember who she recorded with last and we were talking about it. So who knows? Who knows, honey? You'll know about it if you follow me on Instagram.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Like you posted all about Heather. I'm like, yeah.
Oh, you got to.
As you should.
You got to. Yeah, because those people, they appreciate the social posting. There's obviously some shows that are like, I don't care if you post, like, whatever, you don't have to do it. But no, it's part of our
job. That's
why
you've never heard of those podcasts.
That's why. No, but she's got a good system. It's funny to see kind of like how they work their stuff.
Yeah.
If you like do a Zoom with them and you're in person and you're thinking, oh my God, it's a whole production and it's crazy.
It is.
But it was really fun. And also I wanted to shout out Chrissy Carlson Romano and Annalise Vanderpool, who were on Even Stevens, and then Annalise was on That's So Raven. That was kind of a big moment because I remember watching That's So Raven religiously and even Steven. So getting to see
you're
them.
Aging yourself, Dre. I've never even heard of those shows.
Sorry. I know. It's shocking. They're so sweet. So they have another, they started a podcast called Big Name Bitches. You guys should check it out. It's super fun. And they actually interviewed a girl that was on All That before me. And I thought that was cool because they interview people that were in the industry and were child stars. And this girl was friends with Amanda Bynes. Yeah.
Mm.
And that was a really interesting episode. But I loved being on their podcast and it was really fun. So,
that's so cool.
But now I'm feeling the low. So we're going to lift our spirits.
All right. We're going to literally lift our spirits and take a quick little baby break and come back with some positive spirits for you. It's a new moon.
And we're back.
Let me just say, in Hollywood, it was a fucking tiring week for award show attendees because they had the Critics' Choice Awards on Sunday, followed by the Emmys on Monday. That is like
back to back to back.
Might as well sleep in your hair and makeup, you know?
I mean, I think about these people that go on like constant carpets and I'm just thinking, oh my God, that's exhausting. I want to put my sweatpants on right now.
So crazy. Although if it was me and I was there this year, I'd be like, bring it, bitch. Two in a row. I'm sold. I'm ready. I'm ready to go. I watched. It's funny because my parents were in town, so I had to watch the Critics' Choice Awards later. Mm-hmm. So it sucks going on like social media because I'm seeing all the fucking winners, you know, and everything. Like, that's my Super Bowl. You know, like when people are like, I need to watch this football game. Like they won't like.
You want
to
watch the award shows.
Yes.
Yeah.
So seeing, you know, like. Jared will be like sitting there and I'll say something. He'll be like, you already know the winner of this category. And I'm like, yeah, I went on Instagram. I'm sorry.
But big moments happen with the people that bring on the, you know,
the awards and stuff.
In the middle of like the awards being received and given, there's, you know, moments that happen with,
oh, yeah.
with the hosts. And
I will say Chelsea Handler's monologue was absolutely killer. And I'm not just saying that because I did Chelsea's podcast and I love her to death. But no, it was so funny. I don't know if you saw the monologue.
I didn't watch Critics' Choice. I only watched Emmys.
She had this one joke that I just like keep remembering. I thought it was so good where it was just like, you know, Oprah, like you get nervous. I'm like, oh, she's going after Oprah. She's like, Oprah's been doing so much press for The Color Purple. Like she so supports this movie that you guys are actually watching her on the CW tonight. Like, because like most people, it's funny because someone asked me even on Instagram, I was Instagramming that I was watching it and someone's like, where the fuck do I watch this? And I was like, CW, bitch. And they're like, do you have cable? CW. And I'm like, yes, I'm a human. Like, of course I have the channels. I don't know.
No, a lot of people have cut the cord, but.
Well, I have Hulu TV now.
Yes.
So I have CW. You know what I'm saying? Like I can watch it on the CW on Hulu TV, whatever that is.
We didn't work in television. I'd be very confused about where to watch anything.
I guess so.
Give it a quick Google search. You'll find where to watch it.
For sure. She was great. The Critics' Choice Awards were great, I thought. Mm-hmm. I will say, Beef sweeping the whole week.
Beef and Bear.
Beef and Bear. I have an issue with the Bear. Can I air it out for you?
Air it out for us.
Okay. So I think it's a really well-acted show. I love like the actors on it. I really do. Yeah. I think the cast is fucking
well, Jeremy
amazing.
Allen White,
and I think they all
and Ayo.
Jeremy Allen White, Ayo. I forget his name now. The guy who he won, who plays the cousin. I'm blank on his name right now, but it'll come to me or it won't.
The tall guy. I know who you're talking about. Yes,
I'll look it up.
Mm-hmm. And I think they're all amazing. I think having worked in restaurants for 7 years, it's PTSD to watch that show. I have never once laughed at that show and thought it is a comedy. So I really do have trouble with it being in the comedy category, especially up against a very funny, out loud, fucking funny show like Abbott Elementary. Do you know what I mean? You got the name?
The name is Ebon Moss Bacharach.
Yes. Thank you. Easy. Is that the cousin?
Tough to remember.
Yes. Yeah, that's,
I think
that's
he's a Jewish
sister.
Name. So, yes. Back to the Bear. It's hard for me to think it's a comedy.
A lot of people were saying that.
It's not.
It's the most stressful show.
Yeah.
And like,
it's very drama.
Maybe I have negative feelings about it because I'm like, it brings back like restaurant work. But I also, you know, I like it. Do I love the show? No. But like, I like it enough to like, I'll watch, you know, the next season. I haven't seen Beef yet, though.
Beef's great. It was a limited series, but the acting was so great. I thought all of the speeches were great related to Beef.
Yeah.
It was a lot of come up stories, of course. The writer talked about his struggling. He was like, you know, I had a dollar in my bank account, or I had negative a bank account. I put in a dollar. So those are great to see because you're thinking, wow, these people wrote this. This was a real story. Mm-hmm. And all the actors. Yeah.
Ali you know Wong. What else he said? I think his name is Lee, the guy who like wrote and directed Beef. Mm-hmm. I loved all of his speeches from Critics' Choice and Emmys.
Same.
I say all of his speeches because he won like every so fucking award and he kept coming up and coming up.
Ooh, I know what you're going to say.
I was going to say, I fucking loved that he was like, I can't believe this is happening. Like, this is the fucking greatest night of my life.
Yeah.
And he's like, and I always thought like 20 years ago, like, would this make you just like the happiest person ever? And he's like, no. Like, he was so real in that moment where he was just like, he probably has seasonal depression. He probably feels, you know, like, pressure because his show's doing so well in on the award circuit that like is his next whatever he's working on next, is that going to be as good? Do you go down from here? Do you go up from here? You know, it's the pressure just continues to bubble with you rising. Like, it's so crazy. But anyway, yeah, shout out to Beef. They won every fucking award. I gotta watch it. How many episodes is it?
I forget. I think it's like 10 or 11. It's not, really not. It's a very easy watch.
I remember when it came out and everyone was talking about it. And that's sort of when I don't watch things. I'm like, oh, everyone's talking about the show. I probably shouldn't watch Game of Thrones, you know?
Because it's trending so much. Well, I always judge, definitely don't judge it, but I love to see if there's a really good, if it's got a catchy opening song. Uh-huh. And Beef does.
Oh,
it's a
little like, interesting.
Yeah, they played it when they would go up to the stage. But overall, we won't talk too much because, you know, the awards have kind of like, they've been done, you know? But we did want to talk about like our shock and awe moments of the Emmys because I feel like there were a couple.
There were, yeah. Let's do a little hot takes of the Emmys.
Hot take, hot take. You may not agree, but you best believe it's my hot take. Hot take.
Okay. First of all, we'll start with one look each. Did you have a favorite look of the night?
Favorite look of the night is tough. I know you have one at the top of mind.
I do.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want me to tell you mine?
Go for it.
I was like, is she going to tell
do
me?
Do it.
I loved Rachel Brosnahan in that Versace dress. It was the way it fit, the way it was cut, the corset. It was so fucking, it's not a dress, like a style I usually like fully take to.
Yeah.
But I think I just wasn't feeling so many others that I was like, as soon as she walked the carpet, I was like, oh my God, finally someone got it right. You know, it was good. The makeup was perfect. Her smoky eye, her straight hair and the ear cuffs. I was like, she fucking nailed that look. Brosnahan, you know, was marvelous.
Was marvelous. Yeah. I see what you did there.
Who's
there
yours?
Was a lot of mixed emotions about that dress. I don't know why. Maybe it's because they were like, that's so American Horror Story look and not necessarily Marvelous Miss Maisel. But I was like,
doesn't matter. It's edgy. Don't matter. It looked hot.
Yeah.
It's her show ended. She can be whoever she wants.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. She really can. Her counterpart, though, that was a crazy outfit.
Alex Bornstein.
Yeah.
I know.
A little mad hat, if you will.
It looked like 20 dresses in one. That's going to be in my Joan Rivers video, so stay tuned on Instagram.
Oh, my God. I could already see it.
It might get axed. Who knows? I have too many.
It might get axed. I really enjoyed the reds of the Emmys.
There were a lot of red dresses.
It was a lot of reds and a lot of maroons.
Yes.
Suki Waterhouse versus Camila Marone. They both looked stunning. One was pregnant, one was not.
Yeah.
So
I was going to say different dresses for sure.
Different dresses for
but
sure.
But both look beautiful.
But I don't know. I loved the little pregnant take with the Suki Waterhouse dress. And then Camila Marone, I am in, please. Everybody that has the last name Marone, I'm in love with.
Who else?
Michele Marone, the guy that was on 365 Days, just like an Italian god. Okay. And then Camila Marone. If they got together, they would just continue humanity. Really.
I have the darkest thing ever to say, and I don't know if I should say it out loud, but yeah, I feel like you guys appreciate this. But I was like, when you kept saying, I love all Marones, I was like, I had an art teacher in... middle school. No, it gets dark. And Mr. Marone or Marone. And apparently he committed suicide like a couple years ago.
All right.
A couple years ago?
You go, yes, say it.
I thought it was going to be juicy. Same. But it's just kind of.
No, sad. But that's where my brain went. And I felt like sharing that with you. You can cut this out. If not, you know what, guys? I have a dark fucking mind. So that's where I went.
That's where it went.
Oh, I wanted to shout out Heather McMahon crushed on the red carpet. What a breath of fresh air. She asked such funny questions. So natural. Killed it. Her interviews were great. I loved seeing her do that job. That was amazing.
He got it right. It's so great to see people that we have followed, supported, loved. Yeah. She came up doing voices, characters. Now she's a touring comedian. We love you, Heather. And people said it gave Joan Rivers.
Yeah.
And
she wasn't mean like Joan.
She wasn't mean.
You know, she was sweet. But it was her first night doing it, you know? Like,
she didn't seem nervous. She knew her stuff. Yeah, and believe me, when she showed those cards, she was like, this is what I've been working on. And it was a stack of cards.
Yeah.
You really got to learn and memorize and know the names because it's quick.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, damn, she really, you did the damn thing, Heather. So good for you.
Another moment we had was Kravis making out on the red carpet, which I think we'll address in a little bit. But, you know, what did you think of that?
It was for 2 seconds. I was like, wait, were they there? Were they not there? Like, Chris and, Courtney and Travis.
I don't know if they were at the show because we never saw them again in the night.
They just walked that hideous step and repeat.
Oh my God. It was so distracting.
That was one of my moments, was just the absolute hideousness of the step and repeat.
I was trying to make a joke. I've been writing these jokes and I was trying to make a joke about how, like, well, it was on Fox. So, like, you know, someone from the Fox News, like,
like, graphics department,
you know, they were like, what if we just, like, fuck this up for every celebrity, you know, fuck all these people. Cause, like, they, you know, they're good at, like, distracting you, I guess, from what's really going on in the world. So I don't know. That was sort of my take. But yeah, it was a distracting step and repeat. Like, anyone wearing, like, any type of black or, like, black and white, I'm like, you couldn't see it. You really couldn't.
It was very distracting. A lot of shapes, a lot of jarring.
I felt sad for Catherine Hahn because I love her so much. She's so brilliant.
Me too.
That was such a bad outfit.
Missed the mark a little bit on that one, but...
A lot of it.
It didn't really... Yeah, it wasn't super, super hard for me.
Did you love the Green Goblin? I loved.
Loved the Green Goblin. Who is the Green Goblin?
Poppy. Mm. It's Princess Poppy from RuPaul's Drag Race.
RuPaul's Drag Race.
I haven't seen their season, but... I'm trying to catch up on this season. I love RuPaul's Drag Race. That became a pandemic show for me. I never was super into it until the pandemic, and I live for it.
I just love watching RuPaul laugh.
Yeah.
Because whenever he laughs, it's a cackling. He's in the corner like, I love it.
Yeah. It's like you want RuPaul at every comedy show of yours, you know? That would
you do
make me succeed.
Anthony Anderson, great host.
Yeah, I actually really liked the... His mom annoyed me. I thought that bit should have ended in the beginning. Honestly, to cut off like all
Jennifer
these people.
Jennifer Coolidge.
But that was a bit, I think. And all the people at the end. I don't know, but like they made it seem like this will be a bit. But then she like really did it. And I was like, this is annoying now. Like, stop. And I like them. And I think their rapport is funny. But it was like annoying by the end to me.
Yeah. I mean, I love to see them and I love the rapport between Anthony and her, but the Jennifer Coolidge one, everybody wants to hear Jennifer Coolidge speak.
Yeah.
So she's like, I know I gotta be done here, but I just want to say,
everyone was up there like, 43 seconds. Like they all like see the timer and everything. And I think it's so stressful. I understand that these shows could go on for 4 hours and they do. But you know, you also, it's a big moment. We knew she was going to win. We were like so excited for her. That was a fun. I thought the history, like the TV shows that like had the reunions, that was so fun. The like historic moments,
so good. Grey's Anatomy, Sopranos, 25th anniversary.
They had Martin. Are you kidding? The fucking cast of Martin.
Was anybody a little concerned about Martin? He seemed very low energy, kind of like me today. He seemed very like out of it. It was like, wait, what?
I didn't notice that.
He was very like just not Martin.
Their shtick was kind of like. Not as funny as the others, but I thought they were like, it was fun to see them all together.
Right.
I'm trying to think who else was there, but
It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Yes,
with Danny
that was
DeVito.
The best bit.
Yeah.
That was the best bit when they were like, you guys have been doing this like every year. We've been here 14 years. Yeah. Like so
it
crazy.
It is crazy. They had a long running show.
Yeah. So wild.
Unbelievable to think about. But
there are some shows that just don't get that kind of recognition. Like,
and I don't get
Emmys.
Why. Is it just because...
Are you a Succession watcher? That was my other question.
No, I've only seen, I sort of tried to get into it because Succession talk and, but no, I haven't finished it.
Yeah. I watched like 2 or 3 episodes. Jared, honestly, like he like will jerk off at the sound of me being like, I think I want to watch Succession. He's like, oh my God, this is the best day of my life. He literally was like 2024. I said that the other night. I was like, I think I got to watch Succession. He was like, I think I gotta go in the other room. I was like, okay, calm the fuck.
You've never turned him on so
it's
much.
His favorite
sure, needs a cigarette.
Show. He does.
It's his favorite show of all time. And
Succession.
He loves it. And so many people love it. And they win every fucking award. And they're so funny. And so I do want to watch. I loved Kieran Culkin. That was another moment for me. I thought hot take Kieran Culkin speech. Like every time he gets up to speak, he's like, I don't know. Like I had some potato chips before and there's like oil on my hands and I just like touched someone's hair and like, I'm sorry if I touched your hair. Like he just like goes on a fucking like, you know, stream of consciousness. But
it's funny to see him be his real character.
Yeah.
It's like not even acting in that show. It is him.
But I love seeing his journey. Like his brother, I feel like, was more of a child star. Yeah. He was a child star too, but not as big as Macaulay. And now he's like grown into this like fucking Emmy winner, you know?
It's beautiful to see.
Yeah. I think he lives in Williamsburg. Jared saw him pushing a stroller like 2 weeks
ago.
No
way.
Yeah, he walked in. He was like, I just saw Kieran Culkin with a stroller. I was like, sick.
Yeah. That would actually, I would think that's not him. I wouldn't even be, yeah, I would not believe
you'd
that
be starstruck.
I would be. Not for the chain smokers, but for him, yes.
The chain smokers.
Because he comes off as just such a nice, like regular, like a real person that just lives his, you know, nice life in Williamsburg.
It was so funny because I saw him on the red carpet. I think this was for the Critics' Choice Award. I don't remember what red carpet. Maybe it was the Emmys. And they asked, maybe it was the Golden Globes. I've watched all of them, okay? And I can't remember what carpet it is. But they asked him, like, what do you think about your character getting a spinoff from Succession? And he was like, you know, I think it's like the worst fucking idea I've ever heard in my life. Like, the show ended and we don't need a spin. What spinoff does well, you know? Like,
we're done with that.
I mean, I guess Better Call Saul is an exception. Mm. But it was just like very, it was a funny answer. You like really didn't expect him to be like, no. Because I think most actors would be like, here's hoping.
I want to stay working.
Maybe they'll do it. He was like, nah, that's weird. That would be bad. It was funny. Any other moments from the Emmys?
There were so many, but I'm going to try to keep it short. So
Niecy
I think those
Nash,
are mine.
Did you watch?
Niecy Nash. I want to thank me.
Niecy Nash, honestly, she always brings it.
She does.
And I thought she was just like stunning. She looked like a winner from the start.
Gorgeous.
She was one of my favorite looks of the night. Just that black strapless, but the gloves. She was very regal. And that speech was like it. She was like, because she said it last time she won an award too, where she was like, you know, no one thought I could do drama. Like, I've always been like a funny, you know, loud, like I play, you know, I did these like quirky shows. And now she's fucking winning for a drama. That was cool.
And Dahmer, nonetheless, like such an intense. I was sad that he didn't win an award for Dahmer because that was really hard acting.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's tough.
He's good. He's really so good. Evan Peterson will win awards in his life. I believe he's like destined for many. He's a good actor.
Absolutely. But hard to see him did not win for that just because it was such a hard role.
I couldn't do it.
Yeah.
All right. So takeaways, hot take, gotta watch Beef. I guess that's it.
Hot takes, gotta watch Beef. I'm gonna watch the second season of The Bear because I never watched that.
Uh-huh.
And
it's good. Jamie Lee Curtis is so good. JLC brings it in The Bear. Let me tell you, not a comedic role at all.
I've recently been loving Jamie's appreciation posts for Lindsay Lohan.
Yes.
She's been posting her for Mean Girls.
Yeah.
And it's making me so happy because they really are. They played mother, daughter in Freaky Friday. And I love to see that they still have a relationship.
Yeah, it's nice. I haven't seen Mean Girls yet. I got to see it. Have you seen
People are not. See, we came in that generation where we were obsessed. Mean Girls basically raised us.
Yeah.
We said fetch. We said all the words. And so now we're like, what is this?
Well, I saw the Broadway show and I wasn't in love with it then.
Yeah.
I mean, it's got the moments you want. Like, it was very funny. And this is the Broadway show turned into a movie. So I don't know. I'm excited to see it. Like, but
because it's a cultural moment.
Yeah.
But it's never going to be.
Oh, that was my last Emmys moment, seeing Tina Fey and Amy Poehler behind the desk. It was very too quick for me.
It was too quick.
They literally just announced the nominees.
Good moment. I was excited. I waited and I waited because it was towards the end and they kept on being like, and SNL news desk.
They teased it so much.
Yeah.
So we would stay watching.
It kept me watching. So thanks for that.
Yeah. So funny.
I'll say that.
All right. I think we're going to take a quick break and come back with some special guests. What do you think?
I think that sounds good.
Great.
She might already be here.
It is so nice to be here.
Oh my God, you guys, look at who it is. It is, wait, why did I blank on her name? Sofia Vergara.
Sofia, I wanted to ask you because I have a very big new movie.
It's a series, but yes, you're close.
I am getting confused with Modern Family, but this is now a series called Griselda.
Griselda, yes. I got to see it last night. I went to a screening.
What did you think?
I thought it was great. I thought it was very intense. It was, you were wonderful.
Thank you. It's a different role because I was a
dramatic role. Not a comedic role.
Yeah. Yes, I was hot wife and now I am hot drug dealer.
Drug dealer, yes. No, it was great. It was great. How did you get the Housewives to host the screening? Are you a huge Housewives
fan? I am. I don't really know them that well, but somebody set it up.
I was actually surprised that the Housewives, yeah, it was Jessel and it was
Sai.
It was Sai. And I thought, that was a choice.
Sai asked me why I haven't I done her impression yet.
Sai.
I said, Sai, I can't get canceled, babe.
Sai, we're borderline.
Yeah.
No, I got so excited that you saw that because I'm so excited and I need to hear your thoughts on
it was
truly how was Sophia. This is such a different role.
No, it was really good. It was amazing. It's a different role for sure. It's a badass bitch.
Yeah.
She's great. She's, you know, I would watch more episodes. I wasn't like, this is the best show I've ever seen in my life. Right. I wonder how it'll do. You know, but I do think she's good. They gave her like prosthetic face, you know, she's got like a different nose, but she looks a lot like her from like certain camera angles. You're like, oh, but it's like bloody, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's like a bloody, murdery, like,
does she ever, like, you know,
yes,
as the mob boss? Okay.
Yes.
Sometimes it's hard for me
to
see.
It's a pilot too. So it's really hard to judge just on a pilot. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But
it's hard for me to see somebody who's always in a comedic role to be taken seriously, like with a gun and shooting. And
yeah,
it's different, but I'm super excited. And I don't know what content.
Did you ever
I'm
see the Skeleton Twins?
No.
Oh, my God. It's not gun drama, but it's like Kristen Wiig and Bill Hader. And it's like one of my favorite movies.
Oh, who told me? Somebody told me that they loved that.
I think I probably told you because I love that movie so, so much. And they're both very sad, dark characters.
Totally different.
Like it's dark. You know what I mean? Like.
Bill
Not
Hader.
Gun dark, but like suicide dark. And it's like, and it's, ugh, they're so good.
Ooh, okay.
Good homework movie.
Good homework
movie. Griselda, I think, comes out next week or something, like end of January.
Okay, so make sure to watch. What is it on?
Netflix. Heard of it?
The Netflix.
Jessel had a joke. You'll love this. She goes, and it's on an up and coming new streaming service called Netflix. And they're like, ha ha ha. Only I got the room didn't laugh. They're like, okay, what's she saying?
I saw Sai gave her a look. I think I saw it from your stories.
Maybe I
and
filmed
it was Sai, that. Like just like smiling at her. I'm like, come on, that was pretty good, Jessel.
That was a good joke.
Okay, yeah. Jessel. Let's do Sai and Jessel. Would we get canceled?
Yes.
No.
I think we can do it on the podcast. Like, you know, it was so nice to host an event, but don't put me on video, you know what I'm saying?
Jessel, you need to be real.
But I said hi to Sai. I was like, that's good. Sai. I said to Sai.
I'm hungry.
Like,
I'm done with this podcast.
I was like,
that's my Sai.
I was like, hi. I was like, I just wanted to say hi. I did Jenna Lyons and you like DM'd me like, do me. And she's like, yeah, I'm still waiting for you to do my impression. And I was like, I love your coat. And she's like, you DM me about the coat. And I was like, I did. I said, where's your coat from? I need it. And she's like, it's vintage.
Oh, I thought she was going to say it. Obviously, something. She's like, you should get it. It's 20% off. Use my code.
Vintage. One of a kind, honey. No.
We still have yet to do, like, the honestly, like a back and forth of Roni.
I know.
Roni impressions talking to each other.
We should.
It was hard because I really wanted to do Jessel.
We should do all of them.
We should.
At least for season two. I'm sure there'll be
Season two. Well,
thank you for supporting me.
Absolutely.
Everybody should be watching me.
Yeah, no, I'm super excited.
15 years in the making of that show.
What?
Yeah.
You're lying.
No, that's
from
what,
the from the writing of the script.
I don't know, like, from when. It's based off of a true person, but, like, I don't know.
Name
but I heard it was 15 years in the making. I don't know, like, what level of creation, but isn't that crazy?
Just goes to show you how long these things take.
Things take long fucking time.
I'm gonna be 95 before my projects really
you know
get
what?
Finished.
You'll be better for it. That's how I feel.
Okay, Ladia.
You'll be better for
how
it.
How do you say better for it?
How you say mucho better, you know? A lot of better. So much TV. So much TV is out there now.
Very
you know what
big
I mean?
TV show.
It's too much
today. It is. It's hard to keep up. It really is.
I was going to say, you had Jeremy Allen White, Calvin Klein. That's not TV, but that was honestly a gift to all of us.
Well, it opened up my year. Great.
I thought he was so hot. He's so like, he's gotten hotter as fame. Like that happens. You know, you get more famous, you get hotter.
I was really into him as Lip and
Me
Shameless,
too.
Though.
I was a huge Lip fan.
Like, I knew he was hot since Lip.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Just being hard and, like, super, super smart, but also being able to just...
Tell me this. Was Shameless considered a comedy?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's a funny-ass show.
Yeah. But, honestly, also a dark show. His comedic characters are not so funny, you know? Like, dark.
Yeah. No, it's... Obviously, it's a dark show, Shameless, but I think...
The timing
really
that show was so quick. I loved the timing of that dialogue. It was just like boom, 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 boom. It was like Aaron Sorkin for the, you know.
Yeah, Emmy Ross.
The broke-ass Chicago area.
So good. It's so good.
Oh, my goodness.
But speaking of TV.
Yes. I'm going to be on.
Like, yeah. Like, I need Chris here because we need to win this award.
Oh God. Yeah. We're going to have a little visit from Chris and Court because they absolutely need to win this award. We got to look up the award.
We got to look up these awards. Is it the Shorties, the Webbies, the Streamies, the Gucci's, the Pooshies, the PPs? Like, I literally can't keep up, but I know my mom, Chris, just.
Hi, doll. Just making magic in the studio.
Getting paid for this?
Absolutely. You get 6%.
I'm like still exhausted from my appearance at the Emmys.
Oh, God.
Mom, your hair looks so great today.
Thank you so much. I just had it colored.
Otherwise, it'd be.
Are we on? Are we hot? Are we on? Yeah.
Well, doll, we are out and about campaigning to win for the Kardashians on Hulu to win this award. It's like an Emmy, right?
It's bigger than an Emmy.
What is the award?
Oh my God, you're asking me I like even know diddly squibbly about anything.
Well, you know what? I will say you have not promoted as much as your sister Kimberly. She has really been posting a lot on her Instagram.
That's because Kim is like a robot.
You're right. Aren't we lucky?
People's Choice Awards.
Oh, well, the people love us. Why wouldn't they choose us?
I feel like we win every year in my mind.
Yeah, actually, I remember last time you didn't come to the show, but Chloe was in the bathroom when we went to accept our award.
Of course she was.
She had to make a little Ozempic duty.
Now that's just wrong of you to say.
It's probably true. I just made it up. Anyway, People's Choice Awards. So say it to the people.
Vote for us for best TV series.
Yes, best reality TV series. Absolutely.
We have the most views. We have the most clips. We're the most interesting to look at.
What are those glasses? What, did you steal them from the Willy Wonka set?
Kylie actually gave them to me from Timothy Chalamet.
So then I'm absolutely right.
I think fabulous. It's like a really good look. Do you love Willy Wonka and Gobstoppers?
Absolutely. I've always been a fan of Willy Wonka. You know, I went to the factory once. I toured. I took a tour of all the rooms, you know, private tour. I went with your father. It was really wonderful when the first movie came out.
Oh my God, like back in the 60s?
Yeah, I think it was. No, it might have been like the 80s, 70s, 80s.
Yeah, Kim one time wanted her birthday party for Saint to be Willy Wonka themed. Uh-huh. And I was like, think about all the sugar. Think about the cavities.
It sounds like a fabulous birthday party. You were against the sugar.
I didn't want it. And I was like, this is just not good. Like, we need sugar-free. We should just have like a natural water birthday. Just like all health.
I thought you meant a water birth, and I was like, oh no, don't tell me you're pregnant again.
Been there, done that.
A water birth. Wow. Tell me, what would you do for your kids' theme parties?
It would probably be something supernatural, probably like rock and roll, but at a petting zoo, and like everything is free range.
Wow. So we'd eat the pets after petting them.
No. We just pet them.
Do you remember what birthday party I had for you when you were six?
Like Dalmatians or some.
No, I had an O.J. Simpson themed birthday party. We had little footballs all over your cake.
Did you have a black glove in the tail on the black glove?
Well, I wore black gloves, but that was just the style at the time.
This is so wrong. Absolutely wrong.
It feels so wrong. Say, what did you say? It feels so what?
It feels, this is so wrong, but it feels so wrong to be right. Is that what it is?
Is that one of Travis's songs?
It really should be, to be honest.
Speaking of, how were the Emmys?
They were so fun. It was kind of just like a blip in the night because we were there for like 2 seconds.
You wore matching suits. Did you get them from my closet?
Actually, I wasn't going to tell you, but yeah, I borrowed that.
Well, I realized when I saw you on the red carpet locking tongues, I said, hold on. I was with Chloe. I said, Chloe, they're wearing my outfits.
As you can tell, it was like a size XL and I'm a size XS.
Yeah, you were swimming in it. Absolutely. That's why I have haven't worn them in a while, so it's actually fine that you took them.
Yeah, we had fun. I didn't really see too many people.
You didn't see too many people?
No.
It's the red carpet of the Emmys. You didn't say hello to any of our friends in Hollywood?
I said a quick hello to Kevin Costner. Do you know him?
I do. I actually went on a date once with Kevin Costner, if you can believe. He rocked.
His name starts with a K.
He rocked my world. Yeah.
Mr. Cockney Costner.
Well, let me tell you, his name used to be Kevin Costner with a K. And then after we broke up, he said he was going with the C. And I respected him for it.
You should have convinced him to stick with the K.
All my exes go with a C. Caitlin. She really had the opportunity there.
Oh my God.
What happened?
Speaking of like sugar, you posted Oreos and I was like, that's disgusting.
Oh, I am the new face of Oreos. I have a wonderful partnership with the company.
What are you talking about?
They like, asked me to be their influencer. I
said, Oreos?
Absolutely. I love a black and white cookie. You
know? It's just not a good look.
How is that not a good look?
What are you going to do for them?
Eat Oreos on camera. I don't know. I put them in a jar, which is what I would do anyway. I absolutely love it. It's a fabulous cookie. Have you ever had an Oreo?
Ew, no. Please. I just like to smell them.
She's had a Oreo. You smell them?
It's just as satisfying as eating it.
That's just disturbing.
Give it a little sniff.
Well, let me just tell you, Oreos have really made it into the bedroom with me and Corey. This partnership, they're sending me boxes of Oreos every day.
So you see who can get to the core first. How many licks does it take?
To get to the center of a Tootsie Pop. I should really hit up Tootsie Pop. That could be a wonderful brand for me to work with. You know, it's the year of brand partnerships, and I am just going in hard, doll.
You are going ham.
I am going ham on Oreo. That's what I'm going to pitch. Bacon-wrapped Oreos.
I think I'm going to like explode.
I just wanted to kill you.
that would literally bust open my insides. Bacon and candy.
Well, be careful, doll. I know you're lactating still, so nursing.
I can't even continue after that. I'm going to be sick of that thought.
Well, everybody, I just want to say, don't forget to vote for the People's Choice Awards. If you're the people, which...
The people of America.
Or even other countries, you know. My people in Italy, I think anyone can vote. I really do. And it would make our family feel really special to take home another trophy.
You know we need it.
Courtney really needs it. We need to put a smile on this one's face.
Never. Really? Never.
That's it, right? I feel like.
I think that's it. Whew,
that's the episode.
I love
turning into Anna while I'm still in Chris, if you're watching this.
But it's very fun.
Do love those sunglasses. They're really working on you. If you guys are just listening, she's wearing like these ginormo sunglasses.
They do look like Willy Wonka.
A little bit.
But actually, I don't hate it. Not bad.
Fabulous, doll. Okay, well, that's our episode. You guys, we will be back next week. You know what to do. Spread the love. Say hi to a big wig. DM us.
Like, comment, subscribe. We've been posting more clips on YouTube, and it's growing, baby.
She's growing because it's the year of the big wig, like Mike said. So thanks for tuning in, exactly. And we will see you next week.
Yes.